a production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into the program. It's time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. As June begins to wind down, NASCAR begins to heat up. Well, I guess everything's heating up right now. Man, it's hot outside. So what does that mean? Well, it means SVG got a big win at Sonoma, so Sean's going to tell me what wine pairs best with victory. Big win for SVG, our last road course race of the year. And now we turn our attention towards, I guess, the sprint to the end. We're getting ever so close to the playoffs. How is everybody doing? Who's in? Who's out? Who needs to step it up? And you know what? Maybe some hydration tips. We can get that from Mr. Whitfield. He's spent a lot of time in his life in a gym. Perhaps he's got some good ideas on how to stay cool on days like today. So we have got a ton to get to, and we're going to do that this hour. So thanks for joining us. Sit back, relax. Ought to be a good one. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. I am Casey, and across from me, the man, the myth, the legend that got more trophies right now in his conference room than the law will allow as the Chattanooga Fitness Expo grows ever closer. It's Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, good evening. Happy to be here. You know, you start off the program with it's heating up. I don't know anything it's not heating up today.
It is so hot.
I think a little bit of everything is on fire or heating up. Just imagine if you were a dog and you were out in this heat trying to walk on
pavement,
asphalt, and all that kind of stuff.
If I was a dog, I would want to be my dog. Like, oh, you just want me to sit inside and eat and drink all I want?
I was going to say, your dog's probably got it pretty well made.
And let everybody give me belly scritches.
Probably being a dog at your house is probably pretty good.
Roxy's got it pretty good.
Yeah. But, man, I was out in it all weekend long.
Same here.
Yeah, but there's a difference, though.
Yeah, I was out there for extended periods of time.
And you being in it. I was out in it working. Slaving away, you know, dirty sweat. You were out there playing golf with that beer sweat. That's the difference.
It was so hot that, and I know this will sound crazy, and there's probably, you know, somebody to refute this, but it was so hot that it didn't matter how much beer you drank, you're sweating everything out. And one thing I have learned as I'm now 47 is I would break up my beer by having some water, water with liquid IV, you know, a body arm, something like that before I would go back to the beer. And I kept myself really hydrated. So I think that is why every morning I didn't feel very bad.
So
when I really had no right to not.
So how does that work? Because, you know, I don't drink beer. I don't like beer. Is it one beer, one water, one beer, one Gatorade, or you said body armor, then one beer, and then it's a rotation? How does that work?
Yeah, it basically, and I was probably more 2-1, if I'm being honest. But yeah.
I can believe that.
And you know, it's one of those, you know, all golf carts have ice chests on them, and the cart girl would come by and like, can I get you anything? And it's like, you didn't eat, like, I don't need any beer. I just need some ice because it's turned into a swimming pool back here.
And ice is not lasting.
And you know what? I'm not a sweet tooth guy very much, but it, you know, man, you being outside will just beat you down. Even though, yeah, I'm having fun, but I'm still doing physical activity, still playing golf. A Snickers that has been stubbed in the ice cold, like nearly frozen. That I had one of those every day, and that was super good too.
Really?
Oh man, was like, it was just the amount of shit. It's like your body needed a little something, because you're not hungry when it's that hot.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought a Snickers bar would have been the magic formula to get through the day.
It seemed to help, but it had to be cold. Like, you didn't want no runny chocolate, but it was like just a frozen chocolate brick. It was just delicious.
Yeah. So golf Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday.
Wow.
Me and my partner, Bobby Reed at the Winstone member, respectable mid-pack finish.
I was going to say, how did you do?
Yeah. I mean, listen, no one had more fun than us, and that's really all that matters. That's how I judge those
So things. That's the way you reported is we were mid-pack.
Mid-pack.
That way it doesn't look like you
listen, I
absolutely
was,
sucked, and it doesn't
well,
look like
I didn't,
you were.
I didn't finish last. But I didn't pull an SVG. We didn't just decide to win it either. We had some good holes, had some bad holes, had a lot of fun.
So do you play the best ball? Is that how that works?
No, you take the best drive between the two, and then you play your own ball in and take the lowest of the scores.
Hmm.
So
I didn't know how that worked.
Yeah, there's different formats, but that's the format we played all weekend. It was fun.
So how many people were in it?
There were a bunch. Every hole had two teams pretty much to start off on, or two groups. So it's 104
man teams.
Oh, yeah. Over 100 and something, yeah. Well, wow. Two man teams, but you'd be playing someone else. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad it was you instead of me.
Good time. It was extremely hot.
I would have enjoyed it Friday, but beyond that, I would have been miserable
all
weekend.
You said I'm okay.
Yeah. I'd have said, you know what? I'm going to hang out over here at the pool outside the clubhouse, and I'll see you guys when y'all roll those golf carts back in.
It's the pool was very, very busy.
Yeah. Saturday, I mowed 2 yards, did a lot of outside work, and I managed to get through the day without any trouble. I mean, I was tired, but got the gym in that morning and then got the yard work and was outside the rest of the day. Yesterday, got plenty of work done and did another yard at the other house. And for whatever reason, that one kind of did me a little bit.
Day two is rough.
Yeah, I was a little surprised because I'm thinking, what's up with this? I just did one today. I knocked out 2 yesterday and did a lot more work and even went to the gym, and I managed that fine. I didn't go to the gym yesterday and just got one in. So I came back here to my office, and I'm thinking, man, I am just beat. So I turned the race on, and I had been listening to it on PRN and watched the second half of the race and just chilled out in my office. Got a little work done, but just chilled out and watched the race. I'm thinking, man, what is wrong with me? Is it becoming my age?
Inside is the place to be.
I don't like this
oppressively hot.
Yeah. And of course, the temperatures all week are supposed to be up in the upper 90s. So it's going to be brutal. Last Monday when we were on the air, we had thunderstorms come through the area. Had a little bit of rain last week, but overall, I think for this week, it's going to be nothing but hot and brutal conditions. So should be a hot one. More than hot, just in NASCAR.
Yes, brutal. But so everyone, drink lots of water. Get inside as much as you can.
For sure.
Be responsible.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Big day for Shane Van Gisbergen. Won the race at Napa Valley in the Toyota Save Mark 350. 1.99 mile race, 218.9 miles, 110 laps. And I wouldn't say that he dominated the race, but certainly he was the man to beat. Chase Briscoe was right on his bumper, especially in the final few laps. Shane led 74 of the final 83 laps after starting 6 in the race. I enjoyed watching. It was a great race.
Yeah, I mean, you say he didn't totally dominate. He led 74 laps, and there were only 110 laps of the entire thing. So 3/4 of it, he was out front.
Yeah, but he had to work for it.
Yeah, he did. I think if you're a NASCAR fan, if you're a fan of any driver not named SVG, it's got to feel good because it did seem like they made him earn it a little bit more, especially Chase Briscoe at the end. You thought, this may be one of the bigger upsets we've had in a while, but SVG does what SVG does on most road course tracks. He brings home the win, and it's a win, Sean, that he really kind of needed with the new format this year of a win not guaranteeing you into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
He's had some success. You know, he's got a win already, but he's had some success on traditional tracks, but not much lately, and we saw him slipping in the point system. Well, how do you rectify that? Go finish first, get a bunch of bonus points, and win another race. And that's exactly what he did at Sonoma.
Of course, Ty Gibbs had a good day, led 31 laps. And, of course, Ty Gibbs was looking at the big picture. He was looking at walking away from that race with plenty of points. He also won both stages, didn't win the race. However, an outstanding points day. We've had 18 races so far in the season. And if you remember, some years ago, people would get upset or get annoyed or frustrated at the fact that I hate the fact that these guys are points racing, that they're not out there racing for the win. We want to see more racing for the win. So NASCAR changed the program to win and you're in. That way it looked like there was more emphasis on winning. Now that we're back to the points racing deal, and just because you won doesn't mean you're in, how are you feeling about things? Are you pleased with what we've got now? Or are you one of those that says, man, I wish we was back to the win and you're in?
I personally liked the win and in. Like you said, we keep telling guys, placing a bigger emphasis on wins. That's what matters, trophies, right? Mm-hmm. And so pushing these guys to go out there and get a win and to race each and every lap theoretically would help. And, you know, get a chance to win a race and actually make the playoffs, which is the ultimate goal. I get that they don't want fluky wins all of a sudden taking up a spot. You could argue someone that had a fluke win didn't have near as good a season as someone that consistently ran okay, just never got a win. But I'm sorry, mm-hmm. with 16 spots available, just win a race. Or, I mean, you know, if you get kicked out of the points because you're 12th, win a race. Now, if it was kicking out somebody that maybe was in second or third place and had a ton of points but no win, that may be a conversation, but we haven't seen that happen yet. So, but that being said, I don't mind smart racing. I don't think there's a reason to get out and do anything stupid to try to get a win. But yes, it's this. We're seeing more points racing because wins don't matter as much.
Yeah, I like this format of racing. I know you just said you're more of a fan of your win than you're in. I wasn't a fan of the fact that you win at the beginning of the season in the first few races, or even win the Daytona 500, and it automatically secures you a spot in the final 10 races of the year of the chase. I like the way they've got it. I think it's well-rounded. It's going to be hard to please everybody. We know that to be a fact. I'm very pleased with the way we've got it. I have no problem with the old points racing stuff going on at times.
Well, the thing is you look at what we've got now, we've got races coming up. Pretty soon there's going to be some guys that are going to be so far out of it that not even a win helps them. Well, that I don't like. I want every driver going out there going, man, if I can just make it work this time, maybe it's a restrictor plate course. Maybe I make the right call when it comes to fuel mileage. Maybe it just all lines up and mm-hmm. I'm able to get a win and I do get into the playoffs. I think those are cool storylines. And I'm just a little disappointed that, you know, maybe some of those Cinderellas won't find a slipper this year.
Good way to put it. All right, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your day. We are celebrating 25 years of Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Started in February 2001. It's hard to believe 25 years and still talking NASCAR, but we couldn't do it without all of you out there making a point to making us a part of your day. All of our sponsors through the years, and we've had a whole lot of fun in the meantime. And so 25 years here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. And we are broadcasting live from the Nougat Dentistry Studio. You can find them online at NougatDentistry.com. We come back, we'll continue breaking down the day that was the Toyota Save Mark 350 at Sonoma, California. We'll also get into the points standings. And, man, can you believe we have a new points leader? Didn't think that was possible after we saw Tyler Reddick lead by three digits for several weeks. But Denny Hamlin proved that no longer.
Old man still got it.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that as well as more in the world and news in the world of NASCAR, as well as we're going to have a segment of Where are they now? We're going to feature.
It's back.
It's back. Where are they now? Our featured driver today is Casey Kane. He is our featured driver on Where Are They Now? All right, we got all that and more straight ahead for Casey Orr. I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us. If you only
knew how I refuse to let you go. Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
This message is for anyone interested in fitness and bodybuilding. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize U, is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 11th, at the brand new Erlinger Park. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Come see complete body transformations with our amazing Slim Fit Showdown. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize U, Nutrition World, Recall Media Group, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, Steelworks Steel Erectors, Nooga Dentistry, and Quality Mechanical Group. Check out our website at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Ready for a home upgrade in Catoosa County? This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty, and you could have a stunning 5-bedroom home that backs up to a 15-acre lake with your own private dock. The views from the back deck are amazing. The home is well-maintained and ready for you to move in at 87 Cherokee Lake Drive in Ringgold, Georgia. Call me for a tour, 423-315-1815. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today. Located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nooga Dentistry. Nooga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nooga Dentistry studio. Find Nooga Dentistry online at noogadentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome into the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. It's Casey Orr. It's Sean Whitfield. It's Monday after 6. That means it's Racing Talk Radio. We're here each and every Monday at 6 getting you up to speed on all things NASCAR. Big win for SVG. Not much of a surprise, but he did have to earn it a little bit. Chase Briscoe makes the late charge. But Shane holds on for the win. SVG gets his second victory of the season. And now we turn, and Sean's going to get into this later. This was round one of the in-season challenge. So I don't even know how you break that down, but every driver was sort of driving against another guy. There were some knocked out, a lot of brackets busted, kind of like basketball. But now we turn our attention to Chicagoland, Sean. So we do go to a more traditional mile and a half speedway up in Chicago. 267 laps, 400 miles. That's coming up this Sunday, July. Well, no. Do we miss a day? Wait, no. Chicago, July 5th. Then Echo Park. I'm trying to jump weeks here.
I don't have the schedule in
Chicagoland coming up this Sunday, July 5th, but it is going to be a 6 p.m. race on TNT.
I miss the fact that Daytona's not right around the July 4th date. You know, it was that for forever, for years and years, and then then NASCAR moved it till what, the end of August is when Daytona is. I would be in favor of moving it back. There's something about the tradition of July 4th and NASCAR racing. I want to talk for just a minute before we dive back into talking about Sonoma. TNT took over TV yesterday. I thought they did a good job. It was somewhat of a carbon copy of the same guys in the booth, as well as some of the pit reporters. New to the broadcast was Shannon Spank, and originally she was scheduled to be on the news desk in post and pre-race show, and it appears that since TNT had the opportunity to bring Marty Smith from ESPN, that he knocked Shannon off the news desk, and they put her in the pits in doing a hot pit reporter's job. Of course, Daniel Trotta was the anchor on the news desk for Amazon Prime, and then Corey LaJoy, and then they had different guest drivers, you know, filled in, and then they had a guest driver yesterday of Jimmy Johnson. But I thought the broadcast was good. I don't think it is quite up to par as Amazon Prime, just because Amazon Prime
unlimited budget.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something about their coverage I really like. I like everything that they do with a NASCAR broadcast. I would put it right there with Fox, and at times it might even be a touch above Fox, but it's definitely neck and neck. But I thought TNT did a nice job yesterday, especially coming back in the sport. They've been away for a long time, and I thought it went well. Did you happen to catch it on the tube, or do you have an opinion?
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, you were on the golf course.
I was so busy this weekend. A lot of what I've seen has been reading articles and watching a lot of the recap shows.
Yeah.
So, but you know what? I knew you were not, no matter what they did, you weren't going to like it as much as Amazon.
You thought so?
Yeah, you seem to be very pro Amazon.
In the beginning, I wouldn't have thought that.
And it's, yeah. Well, they've got, I mean.
Well, it's not new anymore.
Kind of got the A cast a little bit.
Yeah, and it's not new anymore. It's second year. But Amazon's impressed me, and I did not have the bar set for them very high. But they've proven that they do just as well as at NASCAR as they do at NFL football, and they do a nice job there. I think we'll continue to see Amazon pick up more and more sports programming as time goes along. You know, the sports programming business is a huge, huge billion-dollar business.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is not going to be, I mean, they're going to continue to pick up stuff on every front.
And there's a lot of people trying, or a lot of companies trying to get their piece of that pie. And as a result of that, the broadcast rights just keep going up, up, and up. And majority of the time, you can say, well, that gets passed on right to the consumer. But I do like it, as I said, on Amazon Prime. But the downside to that is that it is nice to know that you're on network television with NASCAR instead of on a paid streaming service. That's the only downside.
Yeah, I'm thinking Shannon Spake. I'm sure she rolled with the punches, but she went from like, hey, I'll be here in this air-conditioned studio,
well,
to, hey, get down there.
She wasn't going to be in an air-conditioned studio. She was going to be at the news desk.
On the news desk, but still. It's
outside the track there.
Hey,
around.
Go put on the big headphones and get down there in the pits.
Yeah, she went from wearing a nice outfit to being in a hot pit road outfit and wearing the headset and all that kind of thing.
Nothing they're not used to doing, though.
Yeah, and of course, she used to do that years ago with ESPN. I remember us seeing her in the garage area at Atlanta Motor Speedway back when ESPN had the broadcast. All right, let's get into the results of the race at Sonoma. Shane Van Gisbergen, age 37, won that race in the number 97 Red Bull Chevrolet, driving for Justin Marks, Trackhouse Racing. He got his eighth victory in 68 NASCAR Cup Series wins. This is his second victory and fifth top 10 finish in 2026. This is his second victory and second top 10 finish only in two races at Sonoma. Chase Briscoe posted his second top 10 finish in six races at Sonoma. It is his eighth top 10 finish in 2026. Also want to mention that he had also been runner-up to Shane Van Gisbergen in this race last year. So it was like a repeat. In third spot, we had Ty Gibbs. Fourth, we had Kyle Larson. Fifth, Christopher Bell. Sixth, Ryan Blaney. Seventh, Connor Zillage. Eighth, Ryan Preece. Ninth, Michael McDowell. And 10th, Alex Bowman.
Good run for Alex Bowman. Carson Hocevar in 11th. William Byron, 12th. Austin Cindric, 13th. Ross Chastain, 14th. Brad Keselowski in 15th. The Dinger, always kind of a guy that usually do pretty good at road courses, ended up finishing 16th. They had a Chase Elliott in 17th. Other drivers of note, let's go Bubba Wallace in 22nd, Joey Logano 24th, Denny Hamlin in 26th. Let's see, Daniel Suarez 31st. Then we go all the way down to the very bottom, Sean, and that's Tyler Reddick, who got into a little trouble and therefore finished dead last.
A very costly day for him.
Yeah. Rut row.
Yeah. He went from being the points leader to being behind, and we'll get to the point standings in just a moment. Double digits. Or no, excuse me. He's only 1 point behind Denny Hamlin, but still, he lost the points lead to Denny Hamlin after his poor performance and his finish yesterday at Sonoma.
SVG becomes the 18th driver in NASCAR history to win his first two attempts at the same track. So back-to-back wins for SVG at Sonoma. He's only been there twice, and he's won twice. Becomes the 18th driver in NASCAR history to do that.
You know, yesterday was a big day for Trackhouse Racing. That organization is banking on the fact that Shane got as many wins as he could on a road course. And also, too, having Red Bull, that's a high-profile sponsorship. So I would say that entire organization is leaning heavily on the performance of that 97 car.
Yes. No pressure, buddy. So I told you SVG's won the first two. Becomes 18th driver in history. Or it's the 18th driver. To win the first two times they've shown up someplace. The last time this happened was, you want to take a stab at this one, Sean? The last time a NASCAR driver showed up to a track twice and won the first two times he was there.
Was it Tony Stewart?
It's Denny Hamlin all the way back in 2006. So this is something that hadn't happened in 20 years.
Hmm.
So Denny Hamlin, Jimmy Johnson did it in Dover in 02. Jeff Gordon did it in Kansas. And then you just look at some of these old records and realize that, that Richard Petty is just never going to be beat in half of this stuff. He did it at Middle Georgia Speedway, Kingsport, Dover, and Albany, Saratoga. So he did it four times.
Yeah. And he's still at the racetrack.
That's pretty good.
After all these years, he's still at the racetrack.
Man.
He just lives on as well as his records. All right, it is time for us to take a break. We come back, we'll dive into the point standings as well as our special feature driver today, Casey Kane. Where are they now? As well as get Casey's opinion on some things. I always like to get his opinion. We got all that and more straight ahead as we continue to celebrate 25 years of Racing Talk Radio. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hey Chattanooga, Sean Whitfield here. Come join me for the Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You. Coming July the 11th at the brand new Erlanger Park. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Chat Mortgage, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, and Nutrition World. For more information, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Casey Orr, Sean Whitfield. We're here today talking about the big win for SVG, Shane Van Gisbergen. Second win of the season. Another road course triumph as he continues to cement his spot as number one when it comes to road course racing in the NASCAR Cup Series. Next, we'll turn our attention towards Chicagoland. The Eero 400, and that's coming up, Sunday, July 5th, and it's going to be a 6 p.m. race. Sean, it is July 4th weekend. Yay, America, 250th celebration. We didn't even talk to why isn't every song like has something to do with America? Where were you?
We're saving that for next Monday.
But the next Monday will be past.
Oh, no.
You always go pre-holiday. We never have post-holiday.
We have a post-holiday edition.
Nobody's celebrating July 6th.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you celebrate every day just to be an American. We have a lot to be thankful for.
Very true.
Living in the greatest country on the planet. As far as July 4th activities, you got any big plans?
So far, we actually don't. We normally get together with the neighbors and do some fireworks. But
I was going to say, you don't have that?
Maybe out of town. It's kind of one of Chris and I were talking about. It's kind of snuck up on us. You know my buddy R-Dub that is currently living in Oman. Like, he works for the petroleum industry, and he's been on a four-year like contract to be in Oman. He's back stateside. And he's visiting his sister in Knoxville this weekend. So there's a good chance that we'll hop in the car and go see him for a little while.
Hmm.
That's about all I've got.
And he's a friend of yours, what, from growing up or school?
Ardmore, Oklahoma.
Oh, man.
Went to college and, we went to both colleges, ECU and Oklahoma State together, and just always stayed in touch.
You know, there's a lot going on downtown around Coolidge Park and the riverfront, and then they're having some big July 3rd and July 4th festivities over in Collegedale at the Commons. They're going to have some big things going on over there.
There we go. You know who this is?
Who?
I know who it is. Do you know who this
No,
is?
I just asked you who.
I believe this is Jimi Hendrix.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. Star Spangled Banner. Wah,
yeah. Wah.
Unless it's somebody doing the Star Spangled Banner.
I know you'll be watching whatever Trump is throwing a party on a
Man,
TV.
It doesn't look like there's a lot of people at that thing.
Right. It doesn't look like.
Here's the problem with politics in general, but this is just supposed to be a celebration, right?
Yeah.
It shouldn't be political one way or the other. It's like, yay, America. And then, of course, everyone's turned it political, and half the acts have all dropped out, and now I don't even know what's going on. Apparently,
Vanilla Ice is going to be.
Yeah, it's like, oh, man, I think he was at Lake Winnie last year. Like, I don't think that's a big deal anymore. But anyway, and quite frankly, I'm at the point in my life, I don't care who was playing. I don't think I'd go to a show in Washington, D.C. I'm not leaving my house if I don't have to.
I think it's a shame, though, that it has gotten so political when you want to have something like that to celebrate our country's 250th birthday. And artists and entertainers don't even feel confident or safe to be able to accept the invitation to come and perform.
Yeah, it's just... It's icky, like everything else with politics in this country right now. So, yeah. But let's not forget, yay America, we're still cool.
We have a lot to be thankful for, and you know, it's matter of fact, I had some friends that went down to the Gulf Coast the other day, and I asked them, I said, "Did you pick you up a Gulf of America T-shirt?" And they said they did. So I think you'd look good sporting a Gulf of America T-shirt.
I think that's another one of the dumbest things in the world. But
I knew you would think that. That's why I brought it up.
Like, you want to talk about something that doesn't matter? So let's make a big thing about it.
No, it's cool to have the Gulf of America. Don't you agree?
Well, I don't know. does it? You think the water cares what its name is?
I don't. Even, Mexico doesn't even care.
I don't know that anyone owns it. It's the earth, but hey, whatever.
Yeah.
Give us another reason to yell at one another. Right?
All right, let's get into the driver's standings after the race at Sonoma. We have Denny Hamlin taking over. He is 1 point ahead of Tyler Reddick. I tell you, I did not think that this was possible. Tyler Reddick with a three-digit point lead, I didn't think he could be touched.
It really is a case of, it's almost like two people playing a different sport than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
These two, if this is horse racing, these two, we are coming around turn three, and they are neck and neck, and everybody else is racing for third and nowhere near them.
We've got, let's see, that was race number 18, I think.
But actually, both of Denny Hamlin and Tyler both had bad weeks, so they actually came back to the pack a little bit, but they're still so far out ahead.
Yeah, and name any – well, you got Ryan Blaney in third. Name any two drivers, Denny Hamlin and Tyler Reddick, that are any stronger, any more consistent, at the best of their game right now. I don't know anybody that – has got a chance to even come close to catching them. The only other driver is Ryan Blaney. And just think, look at it like this. Ryan Blaney's out there kind of racing in a wheelchair because he's not in a Toyota and he's driving a Ford. We saw Ford's not had any luck this year. And so you could even say he's a little bit handicapped and he's still showing a pretty doggone performance. If Ford was in a much better situation and having a much more successful year, you never know. Ryan Blaney could be leading this thing.
There are...
But Toyota's king of the hill.
We've had 19 races, and Denny Hamlin and Tyler Reddick together have won 9 of them. So the other 10 go to all the other drivers that have won races. The only other drivers with multiples, Chase Elliott, and now Shane Van Gisenberg. So It is. Everybody else is in this big pack trying to make points and wins and stay alive for the for the playoffs. Those two, Denny Hamlin and Tyler Reddick, are just they've got it figured out. Now, if I'm Tyler, I got to be hoping I'm not losing my mojo. This is just I've had a few weeks of bad luck. Get that and get the bad stuff out of the way. But yes, those two, Denny Hamlin, Tyler Reddick, they're 1A and 1B right now.
How many races did you say we've had so far?
19.
No, we've had 18.
Okay, so I miscounted. We had 18 races.
See here on the big screen, race number 18. So we got 26 races in the...
You are correct.
Hey, man, that's what I tell my wife every time I correct her.
I was unaware there would be math. I was trying to do it on the quick. I should have just looked up at your fancy.
Just look at the screen.
Your fancy
right there.
Monitor
number 18.
Right I was trying to do math in my head, which is never a good idea.
Well, that's why I didn't try to count. I was referencing the stats here, so that's where I was getting it. All right, and so let's finish out the point standings. We got Ty Gibbs. He is in fourth, and Kyle Larson in fifth.
Chase Elliott, six, followed by Chris Buescher, Carson Hocevar, Daniel Suarez, and Christopher Bell round out the top 10. Chase Briscoe, 11th. William Byron, 12th. Bubba Wallace, 13th. Shane Van Gisbergen, Sean, has two wins, and he is still sitting 14th in the points with only about a 30-point cushion of falling outside the top 16. So... when we say wins don't guarantee anything, yes, winning is good, but you've got to be consistent. After him's Ryan Preece in 15th, Austin Cindric in 16th, and then the first few guys outside, Brad Keselowski, Sean. Eric Jones, 17th, Brad Keselowski, 18th. Brad was doing better, was in the top 16. A couple bad weeks have got him outside. And then I think the one that's got us both shocked, Ross Chastain, all the way down in 22nd.
Yeah. When you look at the top 10 drivers, one of the drivers that sort of stands out to me that I'm surprised that he is still sitting with a zero under race wins, and that's Kyle Larson. His teammate Chase Elliott's got two wins so far this year. Kyle Larson has zero.
Kyle Larson's had a better season except for the wins. More top fives. Let's see. More stage wins. All that good stuff. Just hadn't been able to get it. He's got like 30 more points. Just haven't been able to get wins and really hasn't. I'm trying to think. I don't remember a race where he was threatening much for a win. And also, Kyle Larson is the highest Chevrolet driver right now, and he's sitting in fifth. So even a Ford driver is having a better. That's kind of a scary stat when you think about it.
Yeah. Another driver that sort of catches my attention, he's got no race wins either, but he's in the top 10. He's seventh right now, and that's Chris Buescher. Strong performance yesterday. As I know you used to like to say, sneaky good.
Sneaky good.
That may be how I would define Chris Buescher right now.
Chris Buescher, I think Ty Gibbs still continue to have such a good one. But, yes, Chris Buescher and Daniel Suarez, both guys that I don't think – if you'd have told – I'm not completely shocked they're in, but if you'd have told me that they were going to be out about this time this year, I'd be like, yeah, that sounds about right, too.
Well,
so they're both having a surprisingly good run.
And both teammates, Daniel Suarez and Carson Hocevar, the fact that you got 8th and 9th position, and that's an organization that's not heavily funded. I mean, they're holding their own, but they're not going up – you know, they're not as strong as the power teams like a Penske or a Hendricks or Gibbs. And they're hanging right in there. Christopher Bell's another guy. He's in the top 10 right now, trying to get over his injury. It appears that he hung in there pretty well yesterday. Going to a road course is no place to have the next race on your schedule when you're dealing with an injury with your wrist.
That, you know, they're talking about that on NASCAR radio today is his wrist is not good, and yet he's still getting in there. And strapping it in, and you go to a road course, which is, you know, think about all the torque you're putting on your wrist anyway, and now double it because now you're going from one way to the other and back and forth. So there's probably a guy that's really excited the road courses are over so far.
Yeah. All right, it is time for us to take a break. When we come back from the break, we will get into Where Are They Now, that segment. We're going to have Casey Kane is our feature driver for Where Are They Now. By the way, Casey, super producer Chuck said you were incorrect.
That was not Jimmy?
That was not Jimmy.
It was somebody playing the
It was a Jimmy version.
Okay.
But it wasn't Jimmy. Who do you think it is?
Who was playing that one?
It's a band.
Okay. I would really have no idea.
Metallica.
Oh, Metallica. Okay. I figured it sounded a little harder if it was Metallica.
I don't know. It had the Metallica sound.
Okay. But Jimmy was the first. Jimi Hendrix did that at Woodstock and just blew people's mind.
Yeah. So that was Metallica. All right. Time for a break. When we come back, we will get into where are they now. Well, let's see what we can dig up in some world news in the world of NASCAR. We got that and more as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Hey Chattanooga, Sean Whitfield here. Come join me for the Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You. Coming July the 11th at the brand new Erlinger Park. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Nuga Dentistry, Steelworks Steel Erectors, Quality Mechanical Group, Recall Media Group. For more information, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. I'm your Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia realtor, ready to help you make a move to your new home. Find me on Facebook as Blake Watson and on Instagram as Rock and Roll Blake. 888-893-3537.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back, Race and Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed. And, well, you know, we've got you caught up on SVG, second win of the year, still 14th in the points. And Tyler Reddick and Denny Hamlin continue to lap the field just about when it comes to the point standing. Even after a bad day in Sonoma, not a lot of ground was gained on those two guys. And now our attention will turn towards Chicagoland. So we'll head to Chicagoland Speedway. That is going to be Sunday evening at 6 o'clock on TNT.
Casey, just think.
You know what? There'll be a lot of Yay America. Like, if you get on there or get on the web, there's lots of red, white, and blue themes for the cars this week, which is going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Just think about this for a moment. A little over 6 months ago, we were talking and thinking NASCAR antitrust lawsuit. That was what was in the news.
Oh, yeah. Big deal.
Catching all the national attention. The federal antitrust suit involving 2311 Racing, Front Row Motorsports, and NASCAR was settled a little over 6 months ago. And there was some questions by the media this past weekend asking Denny Hamlin, was he pleased with the way things have progressed in those 6 months? And I quote, "It's been a really good working relationship, and they've, being NASCAR, delivered on everything they promised."
Wow.
Yeah.
That never happens, especially after lawsuits.
Yeah, for sure. He goes on and says, "I've had quite a bit of dialogue with NASCAR CEO Steve O'Donnell. They've allowed me to sit in on the new competition meeting with Chad Ganassi, Wally Brown, and Travis Geisler, and a few others to make decisions on the next Super Speedway package and things like that." So it sounds like that all is good after the lawsuit.
Yep. So NASCAR, you know, delivering on what they said. So that, you know what? It's always nice to have good legal news, because that it never seems to go that way.
And, you know, there was a lot of people that was really concerned, a lot of team owners, as well as a lot of the NASCAR fan or NASCAR nation out there. You know, this was going to have big implications on the sport from now on, and it was going to be a situation that possibly NASCAR could never recover from. And boy, it's a blessing that it didn't end up like that at all. There was nothing but good that came from it, and it's changed the future and the results for a lot of race teams, as well as I think for just the lifeblood and the success of the future of the sport.
Yeah, I mean, it always came down to, I mean, the broad fairness. Mm-hmm. It's just NASCAR can't always call the shots at the last minute on everything and continue to make it harder and harder for teams to compete. And NASCAR's got to realize that, too. NASCAR is better when the barrier to entry isn't so big. That, you know, we should always have new teams coming in. We should always have new manufacturers trying to, you know, make it make sense to come into the sport. That's how you have a healthy sport long term. I was talking with a couple guys during the golf tournament this week, you know, sitting there waiting on people to hit, and they, you know, were talking NASCAR, and, you know, one of the guys was like, "I just feel like it was back when, ever since Earnhardt passed, it's just been a slow, steady decline." And he even said, he goes, "And I feel like the cars used to be more representative of like what you would go buy." And he's like, "Now," he's like, didn't Toyota have the Camry out there as a race car for a while?" I'm like, yeah, they did. And in retrospect, you're like, that probably wasn't the smartest thing. I don't know. It's,
well, they still do. It just doesn't look like the one on the show.
Exactly. I mean, exactly. Floor. It's like, but pick something else as you want to tell them, you know, the Supra or whatever it is you're pushing. But NASCAR did have a tendency to kind of always do what they wanted, not listen to anything. And that's how you end up, you know, having your sport contract a little bit, yeah. You know? And so I think it's only a good thing that new life get breathed into it. And I think we're going to be, as the years go on, we're going to be very happy that someone with the cachet and pocketbook of Michael Jordan decided to show up in NASCAR.
Real quick, I came across a story the other day in one of my news feeds, and I can't even tell you or recall the publication, but it was talking about how the recession in 2008 and 2009 also had a negative effect, a negative impact on NASCAR because of all the sponsorship dollars that was coming in the sport. A lot of them were restricted. The manufacturers also cut way back on their motorsports budgets. And the article was saying, you know, that NASCAR has recovered pretty well, but there's still marks on the sport from even then. So when you add what you just described and then you add that, certainly it's been a lot that NASCAR's had to try to recover from. All right, let's go to Where Are They Now? Our featured driver today is Casey Kane.
Do you have his hometown there?
I do not.
I'm not looking it up, but I always remember he's from Washington, which was always weird because not a lot of NASCAR drivers come from Washington. And I want to say it was like Unumclaw, Washington. All right, continue.
I don't know.
I'm seeing my memory banks, how well they work.
It's never been an interest of mine to know where Casey is from, but that's good info to know, though. Former NASCAR star Casey Kane, he has remained very active around motorsports since stepping away from full-time NASCAR competition in 2018 due to health issues related to extreme dehydration during races. What is he doing now? He's doing some sprint car racing. Kane is primarily focused on dirt sprint car racing, competing in major events all across the country. He has been involved with High Limit Racing, the National Sprint Car Series co-founded by fellow NASCAR driver Kyle Larson and Brad Street. He's also been the team owner of Casey Kane Racing, KKR, one of the most successful sprint car organizations in the sport. The team fields cars in top dirt racing series and have won multiple championships. A NASCAR return in a surprise move. He had a one race return in NASCAR in 2025 where he drove the number 33 Chevrolet for Richard Childress Racing in an Xfinity Series race at Rockingham Speedway. He finished 14th, marking his first NASCAR start since 2018. For now, there is no indication that Kane has plans to ever have a full-time NASCAR comeback. He says he enjoys the flexibility and the passion of dirt racing, and his health concerns that led to NASCAR retirement remain a consideration. Career highlights, he had 18 NASCAR Cup Series wins, 3 Coca-Cola 600 victories, a 2017 Brickyard 400 win, the 2004 NASCAR Cup Series Rookie of the Year, and named one of NASCAR's 75 greatest drivers. Quite a record.
Unumclaw, Washington. It's weird how silly things stick in your mind. People that don't remember, or if you weren't a fan when Casey Kane came up, he was a big deal. He was easily one of the sport's most, if it wasn't for Dale Earnhardt Jr., he's probably the sport's most popular driver.
Yeah.
He's a pretty handsome dude that the ladies liked.
Yeah, he had the attention of a lot of the ladies.
Got him a lot of sponsorship deals. I remember him coming when we were broadcasting from Atlanta Motor Speedway, him pulling up in a golf cart that was decked out just like his race car. And it was driven by his brother, and his brother looked just like him, but chubby. And it was fun. It's like, oh, it's the small one and the big one.
And it's always an added value to your career when you're driving for Rick Hendrick.
Yes. Rick Hendrick, and then he
was part of Ray Evernham's Dodge program.
Evernham, I was going to say Evernham. He was the star at Evernham. And this is back when drivers, made pretty good money. So I would imagine Casey socked it away, and he can sit there and race his team all he wants to now and doesn't have to worry about the spotlight.
Yeah. All right. We haven't done this in a while, but as we come to a close, who's your favorite driver this weekend?
Oh, if we're going to pick. It's one of two. It's either Denny Hamlin or Tyler Reddick. How about Tyler Reddick gets back on the horse and gets another win?
You know, that's probably a good choice.
He or Denny are going to win them all. I mean, that's just kind of where we're at.
I'm going to go with Carson Hocevar.
Okay.
I think it's about time that he threw a little extra excitement in there.
Got back in there, reminded everyone how popular he is.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, because he's definitely got the popularity going for him right now. All right, sir, any final words before we go today?
Happy birthday, America. Everybody be safe. Don't play too many fireworks, and we'll see you back here. Oh, and drink lots of water. It's so hot out there.
And don't waste a lot of your money, hard-earned money out there on fireworks like Casey Hoare would do.
Why would you not? No, fireworks are so much fun.
They're expensive, though, and it just all goes up in smoke.
If I had your money, I'd throw mine away.
Yeah, right.
And that is a core childhood memory to get out there and play with fireworks.
Oh, my. All right. Well, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. If you missed any portion of today's broadcast, you can find it tomorrow at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio. Download or go to our website at racingtalkradio.com. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week. Baby, did you let me go? Now I'm getting sober, trying but I can't get closer. Baby, did you let me go? This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website. And for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.